Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Yeah, boy.
How long's that?
13. 14.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, yeah, boy.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, that was a waste of time last night, wasn't it?
Sorry about that. I mean, we wasted your time further tonight.
Mm. Oh, but well.
That's what we do.
Yeah, radio's free, as we always say, Ollie. Radio is free. The service is provided to you for no cost. So tune out when you don't want to.
If you don't like it, turn it off.
Yeah.
Don't. Obviously don't.
We'd love
you to hang around. Huge show, Tom.
Yeah, we have questions. That's what we do on this show. And by God, we got some questions tonight. That's my Texas accent. We got some questions tonight. I'm a Southern American mom.
Can you do the accent from America where O.J. Simpson used to live? Because that's our question tonight.
Where does he used to live?
I don't know. Chicago? I got no idea. But I saw the series last night. It finished up on Netflix for me personally anyway. Did O.J. do it is our question. Did he commit those crimes, those murders? It's pretty full on.
I'm still not across all this stuff.
Well, it's a huge series on Netflix with Cuba Gooding Jr.
His hometown was San Francisco.
San Fran, okay.
So he's like a Southern Californian kind of dude who's like, hey, what's up, bro? You want to go surfing?
Okay. Well, hone that accent, and when we do it, Tom, in about half an hour's time. Okay. Before that, obviously, another Snow Patrol giveaway, which is exciting.
Yeah, man. You could get yourself to a private, an intimate gig with Snow Patrol that we're hosting. Now, you can't buy these tickets, so you have to head to triplem.com.au and register and be listening to this show and answer a question. That's not far away. But up next, Ollie, McDonald's Lovers Unite.
Mm.
And boy, do I have some hacks for you when it comes to ordering McDonald's.
Who doesn't like Maccas? Do you know anyone who doesn't like Maccas?
That should be the question.
If you don't like Maccas, don't call up. You're a sicko.
Ollie, McDonald's staff share their top 5 ordering tips for customers. I'm going to give them straight to you up next. This is Don't Change in Excess. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Happy Thursday. Don't Change in Excess. Happy Thursday night. Weekend not far away. Tom and Ollie taking care of you till 10 o'clock on Triple M. We have questions. And not far away, you could win an up close and personal exclusive invite to our gig with Snow Patrol. TripleM.com.au if you do want to register. Mm-hmm. Ollie, who doesn't love a bit of Maccas, especially coming into the weekend? Treat yourself.
It's pretty good. As I've been gymming as well recently, Tom, I find myself just getting Maccas like back from work, going home in the evening and well, I'm gymming, so I need the bulk.
That is outrageous.
I know, it's bad, but whatever. Once a week.
Maccas for me is like a 4 times a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless I'm on the Terps, and then it's like 6 times a year.
Those stats don't make sense because you drink most weekends.
I've been browsing Kotaku.com.
Oh, yeah.
You know that website?
Have it. Say it again.
Yeah, it's Kotaku.com.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, no, it's a gaming website. So, you know, it's part of the Allure network. So, you know, you got your Gizmodos, your Kotaku, your Lifehacker, your Pop Sugar. They're all part of the same Allure network.
Well, you'd be loving that. Websites. You love Gizmodo for the Apple News.
Oh, mate, get around MacRumors.com. But on Kotaku.com, I just saw that they have this headline. McDonald's staff share their top 5 ordering tips for customers. Yes, please. Let me go through them.
Hang on. It better not be polite to us because we've had a hard day.
There's one of them.
That's not a good tip.
I'll give you that's the bonus tip.
Oh, that's
it's
a shit
don't
tip.
Be a dick is one of them.
Oh, well, thanks for that advice, McDonald's worker.
I'll go from number 5. Number 5, cheat with coupons. They reckon that if you've got a coupon and it's expired or whatever, a McDonald's staff has said coupon expirations don't matter. They don't really matter to us. No one checks. Managers don't care. So just go ahead and try your luck.
Mate, they're busy. It's fast food.
Number 4, come in with a plan. Holding up the line due to indecisiveness can swiftly lead to chaos. Whatever, that's stupid.
Great
how about
tip.
This? Number 3, how to get hot fries, Ollie.
You're burning through tips pretty fast here and not one has been impressive. You've got 3 to go or 2 to go?
There's 3 to go and 2 of them are good.
I'm keen to hear a good tip.
So how to get hot fries?
Sure. Should be every time, mate.
It should be. Now, there was an urban legend that said the best way to score fresh piping hot fries is to ask for no salt.
Oh.
Now, because then the person would have to re-fry some chips so that they're not salty.
And then go, actually, I want salt when they give it to you.
Apparently, that just really pisses off the guy that's on the fryer. So what you should do is just ask politely and go, yeah, man, can I just have fresh fries? Because they reckon that 90% of the time, you'll get fresh fries.
What a great hack.
It's similar to the bonus tip of don't be a dick, isn't it?
These are all... Have you read these before going on air, or you just read the headline once again?
Doesn't matter. Number two, call ahead for large orders. Whatever. Number one, this is the one that really piqued my interest, Ollie.
So there is a good tip.
This is a good tip.
Because the other ones weren't, let's be honest, they weren't good tips.
And now, 133353, do you have a Macca's hack, a Macca's tip for ordering?
I reckon you can beat these ones.
No, well, how about this? When you're ordering a Big Mac, Ollie, these can be upwards of $6 these days. You mean breaking the bank, you know? Like, what an expensive meal.
Yeah, you can't feed your family with that.
Here's what the staffer says. They said get a McDouble instead of a Big Mac and ask for Big Mac sauce instead of ketchup. Basically, what you're getting is a Big Mac that's much cheaper and doesn't have the weird piece of bread in the middle. Amazing? Bloody amazing.
Oh, Tom.
Dem some Macca's tips for you, bro.
Oh, well, I want to say thank you. I'll be polite to you and say thank you, but I also can't help but feel like no one could have been impressed or chuffed with those tips.
Eh?
I don't know. What do you reckon?
The McDouble? You're saving cash.
I'd be intrigued. Look, 133353, if you have got a Macca's hack of your own, an ordering hack, I want to hear it. But also, if be honest, were those tips any good? Because I think they were absolutely just useless. They had no real use. Be nice. Ask for chips. Bring a coupon.
I just realized these were from Business Insider as well. So Kotaku's just stolen content. Just from, like I have.
You just read out a Business Insider article to start the show. They say start with the best content, mate.
Yeah, well, Business Insider, Kotaku, they're doing good stuff. 133353. Come on, prove Ollie wrong. Give us your McDonald's hacks. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Ashes to Ashes, Faith No More. Before that, all fired up, Pat Benatar, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Now, Tom, pretty soon we're going to get to the big question. Did OJ Simpson do it? No. The juice. Juice OJ Simpson. I've watched the series on Netflix. And
good on you.
Before we get to it, on the radio, it's already a buzz on social media, Tom.
Really?
On Facebook at Tom and Ollie. A couple of theories coming in. Steve said, don't know if he actually did it, but I reckon he was there or nearby watching. Mel said he did it, but he got away with it. So people are getting fired up. Carmen said, nice jumper, Ollie.
That's not far away. Have you been listening to this show carefully?
Attention, attention.
Tom and Ollie's.
Listen.
Show Patrol.
All right, listen up, you guys.
For Snow Patrol.
I need you to listen to me very carefully.
And they're coming to Australia next month, Thursday, August 2nd. Palais Theatre, Melbourne, Saturday, August 4th. ICC, Darling Harbour Theatre in Sydney. Tickets on sale at livenation.com.au. But if you want a private and exclusive performance that you can't buy tickets to, you need to be listening to this show, Tom and Ollie, and play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
That's right, Tom. An intimate gig. We want to get you there, but you've got to get yourself there by proving that you know this show, at least to some extent. That's why it's called Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
Yeah, brilliant. Got the name right.
It is hard to say.
Yeah, it is hard.
All right, I've got a question here, Tom. Yeah. It's taken from a while back. What was the date?
It was the 4th of April.
Okay.
2017, so last year.
All right, let's see if Michael has been doing a bit of Show Patrol. How are you, Michael?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
You confident that you know this show well enough that you might be able to answer the question?
Reasonably confident, yeah. Right.
And you're a big Snow Patrol fan. You've been listening to them for a while?
Yes, definitely. About, I don't know, 12, 13 years, something like that.
All right, well, back on the 4th of April 2017, we had Cameron call in for Weird Fears. We need you to finish the story of what Cameron's talking about here. Take a listen.
We had the office all decorated up for grand final day, and we had balloons and streamers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And she's rolled in, and she just melted down and just ran out of the building, and everyone's like, what's going on?
So why did Cameron's co-worker break down?
Michael, it's multiple choice. I've got three answers for you here. Is it A, did she run away because she saw a ghost? B, she had a fear of balloons? Or C, she'd just been fired?
She had a fear of balloons, B.
It makes sense.
All right, and let's take a listen.
We had the office all decorated up for grand final day, and we had balloons and streamers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And she's rolled in, and she just melted down and just ran out of the building, and everyone's like, what's going on?
What?
She was terrified. She's terrified of balloons.
She's terrified of balloons! Michael!
Awesome. Michael, well done. It did make sense that Tom did preface the whole thing with weird fears, so he made it extremely easy for you.
Sorry, Michael.
That's a clerical error, but it's gone in your favour, Michael.
Mate, you're coming to see Snow Patrol with us live, up close and personal. Like, less than 50 people are going to be at this gig, Michael, so it's cool. well done. You scored yourself an invite.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
Yeah. No worries, mate. No worries. Get your friend ready as well. It's a plus one there.
Yep, we'll see you there. If you want to win an experience like this, make sure you head to triplem.com.au and register yourself to play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. Up next, Dolly, you've been watching a Netflix series called OJ versus the People.
Sure have, Tom. And we've got to answer the question ourselves. Did he do it?
Okay, that's up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Lade James, happy Thursday. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, keeping you company. Very soon, a question from 1995.
did O.J. Simpson do it, Tom? It's a huge question. The series on Netflix is popular, and already on Facebook, a lot of comments. I've posted it there, so if you've got a detailed O.J. Simpson theory, get on Facebook, Tom and Ollie.
Great. Well, right now, 133353, give us your Macca's hacks.
Oh, Tom. How are you feeling about these hacks?
Macca's tips. I don't know why you're so neggy about these five tips that I got from Kotaku.com.
I believe one of them was, if you want fresh fries, like hot fries, ask nicely.
Yeah, it's good.
What a great tip.
According to one McDonald's fry jockey, you're better off just asking directly and they'll do it 90% of the time.
Hate to say it, Tom, but you said you'd bring Macca's hacks. The only hack here is you.
Michael, you got a drink hack for Macca's on 133353?
I have. Always ask for your drink with no ice.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, you get more, don't you?
Yeah, but then it's not cold, is it?
Well, unless it's the middle of summer and 40 degrees, I don't think it matters.
Let's add that hack to the list of hacks that Tom's already got, I reckon.
Will do. It's as good a quality. Chris, on 133353, you're 22 years old, you've got a Nuggets hack.
Yeah, I do. It's about buying nuggets, because nuggets are the best thing at Macca's.
Yeah, yeah. Love our nugs. What's your
hack? So you get a chicken patty, they're about $1.80, and they're worth about, like, five nuggets. Even though nuggets are dear, like, you can save money there.
Nuggets are dear. I've never heard someone say nuggets are dear.
Can't you get, like, 50 for $20 these days or something?
Oh, I don't know, sometimes. Yeah. But it's not always on, so when the special isn't on...
Yeah,
yeah. You buy a patty of chicken patty and tear it up yourself.
No, you just eat it all in one go.
How many patties are you buying in one go?
Maybe eight.
Eight patties?
Yeah.
And you reckon that's about 40, you know, nuggets?
Yeah, well, have you ever eaten a McChicken burger?
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm having this conversation on national radio, Tom. What have you done to us?
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Thank you, Chris. That is a great tip. I'm going to order McChicken patties next time instead of nuggets.
You're going to be the hack who walks up to the shop and goes, I'll get five patties of chicken.
I'll do that and then I'll ask for fresh fries.
And a drink with no ice. No, thank you.
Brittany, 133353, you've also got a Macca's hack.
Yeah, instead of ordering a chocolate sundae, just get like four pumps of sponge in a small container and order 30 cents off serve cone and chuck out the cone.
Nah, too difficult.
Yeah. Nah, you lost me.
Just order a thick shake, you're stingy.
That's all sad. I feel sad after that. Everyone who got involved then, thank you, but it's also, you're sad.
So good. Hey, we're going to do a double play now. After that, your chance to come and see a live and exclusive gig with Snow Patrol. It's Show Patrol for Snow Patrol, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. How good.
Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, it's one of the greatest or largest criminal trials the world has ever seen. I'm talking about O.J. Simpson versus the people.
Could you call this the biggest question ever?
You definitely could, particularly in an American context. Maybe not in Australia. We've got our own, you know, criminal cases and big exports.
Okay.
But for America, I mean, the biggest...
question ever.
The biggest question ever.
Just call it that.
Did O.J. Simpson do it? The juice. Did the juice do it?
I'm not really across this. Well, I'm so sorry.
Well, I wasn't either, but I'm guessing like a lot of people on Netflix kept seeing it pop up.
Oh, you joined John Travolta, did you?
I had to go and see Travolta playing an amazing role as a lawyer for the juice, but I've watched it all. I watched the last episode last night, 10 episodes.
Can you get me up to scratch on what the hell happened?
Well, there's a crux moment here I'll play for you just to have a little sound bite of it.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Now, that's to the jury. If you're confused, don't worry. I'll explain all up next. I'm going to summarise the case for you.
When was this case? Like 1995 or something?
Yeah, mate, back in the day. But it's hot property now. So 133353 is our number if you want to get involved. Be a part of the jury. We'll do our own jury today.
Did O.J. Simpson do it?
Did O.J. Simpson do it? But I'll explain all up next.
All right, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Bruce Springsteen, the boss, Hungry Heart. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie hanging out with you to 10 o'clock. We have questions. And Adelaide, we have a huge giveaway for you exclusively just after 8 o'clock.
If you're not from Adelaide, don't bother. You probably won't care. But if you're from Adelaide, get excited.
Whoa, it's massive. It's huge. Radio first.
Tom, now, one of the greatest questions you'll ever hear asked on radio. And it's fitting in 2018 because it's 22 years on since O.J. Simpson, the juice, The NFL player was convicted, faced trial over a murder. A double murder, I should say. Now, I asked this question because on 133353, did OJ do it? And we'll get to your calls and your fiery opinions. Because it's divisive, Tom. I ask it because, of course, this series, I saw it on Netflix. Yeah. That's where I've seen it around a lot. You're saying it was on TV back in a few years ago?
Yeah, The People versus OJ Simpson with John Travolta was on Channel 10, 2 years ago.
Travolta is great. I can attest to that. David Schwimmer.
You know that you're getting to this years after it was released. It was released in February 2016.
Okay. But what I'm saying is it's time to revisit it.
Okay.
Now is the appropriate time.
Sure.
And forum.
Have you seen the
Triple M Nights?
Have you seen The Simpsons before?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Because that's been around for a while as well.
Yeah.
You want to go through episodes of The Simpsons? We can do that.
No. So. The other reason why it's right now is important, it matters, is I was in the sauna today and I mentioned to my friend who's there about the show I've been watching.
Uh-huh.
And another guy, a large man sitting next to me, said, I met him once.
O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes, I got a signed footy from him.
Didn't your mate, when you said that you were watching O.J. Simpson versus the People, didn't he just go, okay, great.
Yeah, he wasn't that into it. Which is not a good sign. But I'm assuming he's the Lone Ranger there. Everyone else is pretty mad keen. Now, you're not across the case.
No. Nah.
Let me get you up to speed because people are getting fired up on Facebook and I'll get to their opinions pretty soon on Tom and Ollie.
No one on the phones though on 133353.
No one yet. So Tom, here's why it's interesting. Now you're not across it. Basically, there's...
Is this going to ruin the TV show?
No, not really.
Cool.
I'm trying to explain both sides of the case. So in the double murder of O.J. Simpson is accused of committing, here's what is going against him, right? His DNA was all over the two victims, right?
Well, he did it. He definitely did it then.
Okay. There was his blood. Yeah. There was his DNA and blood all over a glove that was found back at his house.
Well, then he definitely did it.
Okay. Let me just get to this is like a courtroom, okay? You can't just keep interrupting saying, who did it? Listen to the full facts.
Okay, sure.
He also had his blood and DNA in his car.
Oh, but he has to have done it.
And finally, really going against him, well, two things. A history of domestic violence.
Yeah, that's not good.
Was with his wife, for one. And she's now an ex-wife. And then the other one, which is really awkward, and they showed this well on the show, is that when the cops call to say your wife has been found dead, or your ex-wife, he doesn't ask how she died, which is really awkward, I think.
Well, then he definitely did it.
Sure.
Acquit him.
But
throw him away.
No,
the keys to the jail cell.
But here's on the other side of the coin, Tom. Here is what people are saying. Why he might get off and why he... spoiler alert. He gets off.
Yeah, I was going to watch it.
There was a detective in the process of him being investigated and the crime scene being found who was a known racist. Heavily, heavily racist man. Mm.
He definitely didn't do it.
As well as that, there was a perception that the LAPD had it in for black people at the time.
Then he definitely didn't do it.
You try and engage with something intellectual and your brain is like a sieve. So just try and... I've given you two sides of the coin. Yeah. There's more to it, of course. One of the defining things, and this quote I'll play you right now is referring to that, is that when they gave the glove to OJ in the courtroom to try it on, it doesn't fit him. He can't get it on properly.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Now, acquit means...
Get him off. And that's it. That's OJ's lawyer doing a very impassioned job.
Let's go to Marnie on 133353. Marnie, did OJ Simpson do it?
100% he did it.
Oh!
He only got away with murder. And the glove did fit him. That was all a big theatrical performance by an amazing defence attorney who was employed to create all those sort of diversions.
Now, was that David Trimmer or was that...
No, that was Courtney... The actor was Courtney Vance, who was the dark guy.
Cool.
Amazing performance in the show. But Marnie, I mean, I'm going to play the role of the TV execs here. Are you a white, middle-aged lady?
Totally.
So it checks out then, that you would be saying that OJ did it. And the show does a great job of portraying race. It's a really, obviously, a huge feature of the story. Mm-hmm. And it really makes you think about, and it shows the divide that happens between the community of a lot of the black people saying, well, no, you're framing a black guy, and then a lot of particularly white females who can ID with the victim and go, because the wife is white, and they go,
you're
well,
losing me.
So they go, well, he did it, yeah, and he's abusing her.
Yeah. If you're losing me, I'm in the room. There's people listening.
No, but your brain's asleep. You don't get it. Jono on Facebook said he did it, but he wasn't guilty.
We'll get to more Facebook comments up next, Ollie. 133353, join the jury. Did OJ Simpson murder his ex-wife? Did I get those details right?
And her friend / lover.
There was two people?
I told you it was a double murder.
Oh, God. You and Tom and Ollie on Triple M. 133353. Get involved.
Listen.
Marseille, the Angels, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions taking you right through to 10. Head to triplem.com.au if you want to register to be part of Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
Tom, we're talking the big questions here. Did OJ Simpson do it? Mm. Which is, I mean, huge on Netflix as a series, also on TV. Mm. And one of the pivotal quotes, Tom, from that show is this.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Of course, referring to the glove that OJ... I hate you. I hate you. Why are you yawning?
I know what's happened here.
You did
watched a Netflix series and you've got excited, even though that Netflix series is quite old. I mean, it came out in February 2016. You've been excited by it. I don't usually come on the radio and go, how good's Stranger Things? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, I did. It's a great show.
Exactly. I can see where
Mate,
a pattern lies
On 133353, we're doing a jury. We're taking the pulse of the people and seeing whether people think he did it.
Well, I've got Simon on the phone on 133353. Hey, Simon.
Oh, well, before
I mean, Sean, sorry. Hey, Sean.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Sean, I know you're in the jury, mate, but I have to hold you there for a second. I've got a lot of quotes on Facebook to get through as well. So I know that we've got a lot of angles to work with here. Tracy said guilty as hell.
Yeah, great.
About OJ.
Yeah.
A huge gender divide going on here because Michael Morris said Americans usually lock away the black guys for stuff they didn't do. I can't defame America as a country, can I? This time they let him go for stuff he did do. So Michael's saying they got it wrong. He said it pays to be good at sport in America because it gets you off. So look, that's a real shame. Sean, you're our second jury member. It's a small jury. Now, what do you think?
Alrighty, well, I'm not too sure if he did it or not. There's a couple of things. First, he provided us with the most televised car chase in history.
Were you watching it live at the time, Sean?
I was at the time.
What
I was
time.
In the Air Force and we were watching it and fascinated.
Wow.
But the real victim here, and I don't know if anyone's really concentrated on this, is the Naked Gun movies.
What?
He was in the first two Naked Gun movies.
Oh, no. Okay. And so you're saying that they lost some stock?
Yeah, well, after it all happened, because he was quite a comedic sort of talent. And then after this all happened, he sort of disappeared off the radar. And the third one that came out was like watching the Titanic sink. So
I think Tom can relate to watching the Titanic sink.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Sinking.
That's
it's
interesting.
Sinking.
No, it's interesting, Tom, that Sean is saying
it's not interesting.
That the franchise of that film obviously suffered after OJ was committed. I don't even know the answer. Well, I don't know. I mean,
what's he doing now? What's OJ doing?
Well, he got off, but apparently he's back in prison now for doing other stuff. He did a burglary.
Are we done?
It's okay. We'll go back to McDonald's hacks, shall we?
At least that was fun that we could both get involved with. Hey, let's play How Triple M Are You?
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
My job's on the line. I get it.
It is, Tom. It's a challenge where we try and get you fired by proving you don't know the music. You don't know the tunes that we play in Triple M.
Just because I'm a diversity hire and I was hired because of my sexuality.
Yeah, well, not for your brain, clearly. You can't engage in anything political or interesting.
How rude are you?
All you can engage with is McDonald's hacks, like how to order hot fries.
Mate, you get
ask nicely.
You get a McDouble, you ask for Big Mac sauce.
Okay,
instead
let's
of ketchup.
Down track, Tom.
It's a cheap Big Mac.
133353. If you know the music on this station pretty well, your chance to one, humiliate Tom in front of the nation, but two, win a music prize pack from Triple M, which is pretty sexy. So if you know your stuff, get involved. 133353, and you can go head to head with Tom Bainbridge.
Big Triple M fans only. You with Tom and Ollie. It's Gunners, Shadow of Your Love, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. If you're in Adelaide, we have a massive giveaway.
Huge.
For you guys very soon. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Let's, let's put my job on the line.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Love this game, Tom. It's where I take control of the buttons over here.
Just like and, another radio show.
And just... Triple M. It's mayhem. It's also a challenge of music, though, Tom. And you don't know a whole lot of songs we play on this station.
It's not true. I knew that Guns N' Roses track was unreleased until recently, and now it's released.
Well, most of the stuff you do know, you just read. So that's why this is a real challenge for you to keep your job. And we also like to spotlight our listeners who know the music so well.
Well, they're big fans. Brody, you're 28 years old. You're a pretty big Triple M fan.
Yeah, mate. Every day.
Every day? Every day,
Brody. To work, on the way back from work.
Yeah.
At work,
yeah.
Time.
You got a Triple M style voice as well, Brody. Good on you.
All right, Brody. Here's how it works. Your name's your buzzer, and you've got to, when you buzz in, you've got to name the song title and the artist. Tom, do you understand that? You get it? Do you get it?
You ready?
Tom hasn't won for
up,
a long time.
Go on, Tom.
Oh, shut
fire
up, Brody.
Fire up.
Okay, mate. Settle down. No. Get down.
Here we go.
Yeah,
no pressure, mate. No pressure.
All right, prize pig.
There's a lot of pressure. I reckon, Brody. He's got you covered here. All right, boys.
I'll score again because you never score, so let's do
okay, that. Mate. Anything to make you feel better about yourself. Here we go. Song number one, boys. Names and buzzers. Here we go.
Tom.
Brody.
Spider Bait, Black Betty.
Ah. Wow, Black Betty.
Yeah, good, Brody. You can sing it.
Bam Badam.
Oh, you guys are on fire. All right, here we go. Song number two.
Bam Badam indeed. Tom. It's a Snow Patrol song, and it's eyes open. And just my hands open.
Too long.
Hands open.
Brody, he's buzzed you out.
Get down, Brody. It's Hands Open, Snow Patrol.
Oh,
well done.
One more.
Tom started strong here. Brody, I reckon you can come back here. There's a few new songs there. Of course, Tom knows the new stuff, but you know the older stuff, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's my forte, that is.
Yeah.
No, it's not. We're the same age.
Ever positive, Brody. Here we go. Song number three.
Oh, Tom. It's Boys of Summer, not DJ Otzi. Because DJ Otzi did remix it. Yeah. Who was the original person to do Boys of Summer?
Who's the artist, Tom? You need to get the artist, mate.
It's gonna hurt
me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, Brody, do you have a chance of getting this, the artist of this? Great track.
Noiseworks?
What was that?
It's not Noiseworks, Brody.
Fuck.
Far out indeed.
Far out indeed. It was Don Henley. So
Don
boys,
Henley?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
No, it's a tough one.
DJ Otzi is a better version.
2-1, the scores
was
are.
It DJ Otzi?
So 2-1 to Tom. Here we go, Brody.
No, it's just 2 to zip. Thank you.
Here we go.
Tom.
2-1.
Tom.
It's Paul Kelly, Fire Wooden Candles. And he's bloody won it. And I get to keep my job.
I can't keep fudging the numbers.
Brody, get down, prize pick.
On you, Tommy.
Thanks, Brody.
Yeah, no, see, he's a good sport about it. Yeah,
see?
Yeah, no, you're a good boy, Brody. Thanks for getting involved.
All good, mate.
All right. And stay true to Triple M, you know, Brody. Stay true.
Good sport, though. And well done, Tom. For once, you haven't won for a while, so it must feel good to get a win back.
It's good. I feel good inside my soul.
Do you?
Mm.
That's the first for a while.
Now I'm not just a diversity hire. I know that it's not just because of my sexuality that I got hired. Adelaide, we've got a huge prize for you up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, still to come, we still have questions galore. Because that's what we do on this show. We have questions. I'm going to ask your lazy excuse for not going to the gym. We did that in a big 100 calls in 60 minutes a couple of weeks ago. But you know, you may not remember it, but it was good fun. Hang on. Hang on, mate. I know your mic's not working. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Am I back now?
Yeah, you're back.
Why did you not turn the mic on?
Because you swap microphones during How Triple M Are You.
I hate you because I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Trying to cut me out of the show.
Yeah, I am.
Well,
no one needs you. I press the buttons.
Okay, great. Well, that's real fun, mate. As you say, Tom, yeah, a lot of questions about the gym. We've moved on from that because I wasn't on mic the whole time. Up next, though, if you're an Adelaide lover, and I mean you're probably from Adelaide, or you just love Adelaide as a place, do not go anywhere because we have the chance for you. It is a prize.
It's a show first.
It's a show first, what we're going to do. And really, I'm saying it's Adelaide-centric. If you're not from Adelaide, you can listen along and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun.
But really, it's if you love Adelaide. And actually, I should be honest, if you love half of Adelaide, it's kind of what it's more about.
All right, that's coming up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's My Happiness, Powderfinger. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We are also the number one development show, so we do like to try things on this show. Don't we, Ollie?
Yeah, good frame up, Tom.
Thank you.
Good to really preface the fact that we are trying something new here.
Yeah.
Now, so tonight, it's a Thursday night. That means that we're actually broadcasting just to Melbourne and Adelaide.
Yeah.
We don't have the guys up north. They're doing rugby, NRL stuff.
A lot of fans of this show and fans of radio in general, we're going to expose a heap of radio secrets right now. Things that you're not allowed to expose in the radio business.
We're not going to pull the full veil back, but let's be honest. There's a time difference here with Adelaide and Melbourne that is blowing our minds right now. We're trying to work out how this is going to work.
But, by the way, if you're in Adelaide, you need to give us a call right now. 1-3-3-5-3. For the first time ever, we're opening your phone lines to us. 1-3-3-5-3. There we go. I've blown that cover off.
I wasn't going to say that. That's all right. Yeah, Adelaide, if you want a great prize and it's just for you, the first person to call from Adelaide will get this prize. And look, you've got to be from Adelaide to love it. All I'll say is that. And I'm hoping it does resonate.
But this time difference is really... it's really stuffing with our heads.
Well, yeah, but by the way, this means that they won't call for half an hour.
Yeah.
So they're not going to call for half an hour unless they're listening on the app,
they're listening on the app and they're tuned to Adelaide Station, though, Ollie, they'll still get this. This is what's currently being broadcast in Adelaide right now.
Which is not a good sign. But I'm assuming he's the Lone Ranger there. Everyone else is pretty mad keen. Now, you're not across the case.
No.
That was our OJ Simpson chat half an hour ago.
Yeah.
So the Adelaideans are waiting to catch up, but I think enough time has passed, Tom, we can chat about the prize.
Yeah, because surely by now they will have joined us half an hour in the future.
We don't want them to hear what the prize is and then not call for it.
Yeah.
What I've got here...
we should receive a heap of calls now. It'll be 8:38 in Melbourne time, but 8:08 Adelaide time. I'm so confused.
I'm talking primarily to the Melburnians right now. What I've got for the lovely folks in Adelaide is I've ruffled through our prize cupboard.
Yeah.
It's dwindling. It's almost empty. All that I found left in the prize cupboard was this here. It is the Diva... actually, before I announce it, I'll read the back of it and you can see if you can work out what it is.
Do you know there's some silly buggers that have called now? Can you believe that?
What, from Melbourne?
There's just some silly buggers that have actually called 1-3-3-5-3 right now. Tim, mate.
I'll hold the prize announcement.
Tim,
what it is.
Did you think that you were going to win this prize now, mate?
I'm hoping I'll win the prize.
No, you're...
Where are you from, Tim?
I'm from Adelaide and I've just taken a wrong turn off on a freeway in Melbourne.
So you're in Melbourne.
You're in Melbourne, though.
Well, Tim, this is great. You can answer me this. Do you reckon Adelaideans are going to be pumped when they find out what they can win here? Because what I've got here, I've found it. I'm going to read the back of it. These are the words that are written on the back of this prize. The monkey was deftly removed from its back in 2004.
What?
And Port Adelaide swept the challenges aside to register that historic first AFL flag. That's right, Tom. And everyone, what I have here is the Port Adelaide Premiership on DVD. And you can choose from any of these three great commentaries. Channel 10's commentary, 3AW's, and of course, Triple M Football.
Oh, brilliant.
I mean, there's no questions there.
What do you reckon, Tim? Would you love that?
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not a Power fan, but...
this is the thing, Tim. Is Adelaide kind of split half-half in terms of Adelaide and Port?
Yeah, 100%. Adelaide all the way.
Well, hopefully the first person that calls up is a Port Adelaide fan. Haven't got any Adelaide premierships on DVD. Have only got this one, which is obviously the 04. And I will say the drought-breaking premiership that they did win, Tom. Bit of backstory, again from the DVD. Minor premiers for 3 straight years under Mark Williams. The power came to the MCG in the last Saturday in September.
Okay.
And underlined the potential that every South Australian knew they had.
All right. Well, we'll see these results in half an hour's time.
It's very confusing.
It is confusing.
So, yeah, in about, 25 minutes now, Tom, yeah. That first caller from Adelaide, hopefully they're pleased to hear what they've won.
It's groundbreaking stuff.
It's a nice DVD. Like, it's in good nick.
Oh, it's great design on the front.
There's no plastic covering. Like, it has been opened, but it's... Mm. As I said, you can choose your commentary.
Hey, give us a call, 133353. Right now, I want to know your weakest excuse for not going to the gym. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's bad to the bone, George Thorogood. Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Naughty After Nine, I've discovered a fascinating extended role play scenario of a money can buy experience to do with power.
Money can buy. Oh,
money can
I like
buy.
Money can't buy experiences.
No, this one.
Like Snow Patrol.
This one you can spend a bit of cash on this extended role play experience. It's very naughty. Right now, 133353. Bit of fun for a Thursday heading into the weekend. Weakest excuse for not going to the gym.
Get your lazy on.
Yeah.
As it is a Thursday. You know, Monday's one of those days where it's like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to be healthy.
Definitely.
All those regrets, sweat them out from the weekend, you know?
For me, I'm a Monday, Wednesday, Friday gym guy.
Right. But Friday, you know, if you don't go, you don't go.
This is the thing. Fridays, you get to it. I mean, we don't work on a Friday as well. So you kind of go, oh, well, I don't need to go to the gym.
Oh, week's over.
Week's over.
Week's over now.
Do you ever have a weak excuse for not going to the gym?
No. I have a strong resolve, resolute, and I go to the gym and I get it done every time. Tom, on Facebook, DJ has said, didn't you guys ask this a day or two ago?
No, it was last week, DJ.
It was last week. I said to him, that was part of our 100 caller show.
Yeah, where we did 100 calls in under 60
minutes. And I said to DJ, mate, we couldn't flesh out the answers. Like, there was a guy who called up and said he forgot his headphones, so he didn't go to the gym. Amazing.
There's more to that story.
Pathetic, yeah. Brilliant.
Is there more to that story?
Or are you realizing that was the ideal way to answer those calls was to get it quickly and move on?
For me, my weakest excuse is if I've had a big meal.
Oh, wait half an hour.
Yeah, but then I'll be late for work.
You're not running around. It's the gym. You're lifting weights. Oh, my tummy's too full.
Sorry, are you going to do this with every caller? Because it's called the weakest excuse for not going to the gym.
Oh, yeah. What am I doing? I should be going, that's pathetic. I mean, it is pathetic, but I'm still baffled.
G'day, Fred. How you doing?
I'm good, fellas. How are you?
Now, I'm sorry if Judge Judy Ollie comes across as being quite intense, but what's the weakest excuse you've had for not going to the gym?
I didn't want to.
Oh, Fred, it's pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, no. I bought a 2-month gym membership, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to get really fit. I'm going to crush it this footy season.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get really fit. Yeah. And then it came to the day I started, and I just went, look, I could do it, but I've got a PlayStation in my room. Yeah. I think I'm pretty set.
I want to sort of shit-can you a bit, Fred, but I've been there. Pre-season's one of those things where it's like, there's all the best intentions of like, this pre-season. I'm going to be fit at footy, so I'm going to get fit.
You've never played footy in your life.
No, but I have thought about doing pre-season. That's the thing.
Jason, what's your weakest excuse for not going to the gym?
I went last time.
You went last time, so that was enough?
Yeah.
That's actually an excuse that you've used to yourself.
Well, you go a few times and then you went the last time you went and you think, well, I've gone enough.
Yeah, you know what? I can actually relate to that. Yeah. It's like, no, I went yesterday. I don't need to go.
I'm not going to go again.
No. What? I'm going to see results from going again?
Yeah, it's weird.
Igor. Is it Igor or Igor?
Igor.
Definitely Igor. Yeah, I don't know who would call you Igor. Some idiot. Yeah. Igor, what's your weakest excuse?
Well, I'm going to...
Yeah, no, we're not going to you. We'll just get your phone line to get fixed.
That was Igor. That was an Igor.
If our producer Eli, if you can just get Igor's phone line a bit better, we'll come back to him.
I've got Joel though on 133353. Joel, weakest excuse for not going to the gym.
My weakest excuse for not going to the gym is my best mate / gym partner popped his shoulder out, so it meant I couldn't go either.
Oh, your gym partner left you, mate. Oh.
Yeah, he done the ditch, so I had to do the ditch too.
And hear the motivation with him as well. He stole that.
It's a team effort, mate.
Well, Igor's phone line is fixed. Let's go back to him. Igor, you run your own gym. What are some of the weak excuses you've heard?
Mate, I forgot my protein shake.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I have felt that sometimes when I'm out of protein and I go, is that even worth it? And then you go, what am I thinking? Of course it's worth it. It's still a workout.
133353. What are your weak excuses for not going to the gym? jump on the phone. Look, it's a safe space. We've all felt it. So give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Boston with more than a feeling. The weekend's nearly here. How exciting. It's super exciting. You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M, not far away at all. You can hear it. You can hear it. You can feel it. You can see it. You can smell it.
And by the way, we are still waiting for those Adelaide callers just to get excited. We've told the Adelaideans to call as soon as you hear this because there is a prize on offer purely for Adelaideans.
Now, if you're hearing this in Adelaide, that was about 15 minutes ago.
That's too confusing.
Yeah, no.
They're on a half an hour delay, it's fine. So they haven't heard this yet.
We have about 15 minutes until we hear from Adelaide if you're in Melbourne.
We expect to hear from them around that time, don't we?
It's super confusing.
But of course, you guys already know that the gift is just the Port Adelaide Grand Final win on DVD.
Everyone knows that now.
Everyone knows it. Yeah, true. Yeah. No, but they'll hear it later.
No, they've already heard it by now because they'd be listening to this also half an hour in advance.
It's very confusing.
133353. We're talking about your weakest excuses for not going to the gym. We've all felt that strange excuse go, no, you don't need to go. The little devil on your shoulder going, mate, you've had a big meal. Have this, just rest this one out.
What a pathetic excuse, Tom, having a big meal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
point. It's the weakest excuse for not going to the
gym. That's the whole point is what we're asking. Correct. What is your weak excuse?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
You're 60 years old, you still head to the gym?
Oh, I used to, but then I got cancer in my right lung and they ripped half my lung out.
Oh.
Then I went back, there was no disabled parking, so I said, stop it, I'm not going anymore.
Brilliant.
I thought you were going to say that the cancer was the reason you didn't go to the gym, and I couldn't bag you about that. But no. So the car park is the issue.
Yeah, that's right. If they don't have disabled parking, I think I'm disabled in the gym sense. I only got one half lung.
Can't you just park in a non-disabled car park?
Well, if you're disabled, you should be able to, they should have a spot for you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Or walk to the gym? Is that possible? It's good for you.
Why walk to the gym? Why would you do that? That's silly.
Well, yeah. It was weakest excuse for a reason. Good on you, Mark. Hope everything's good as well. Bill, 133353, your weakest excuse for not going to the gym.
Bill. Come on, you big drongo, Bill. What are you doing? Some Adelaide.
Hey.
The delay. It's the Adelaide delay.
Bill, are you listening to the 10-second delay on the radio in your car?
I think I am, but my weakest excuse is I've never been to the gym before, mate.
Okay, good. Yeah, Thanks so much.
Well, that checks out, Bill. That checks out because you couldn't manage to turn the radio down.
Good on you. Hey, Jaden, what's your mate's excuse for not going to the gym?
He had to catch up on his Home and Away, and I thought, well, you can't argue with that, so we stayed and watched Home and Away.
Oh, heck you.
Sad on so many levels, Jaden.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Yeah,
go to the gym.
This is your weakest excuse.
Yeah, Tom.
Don't have a go at him.
Sorry, guys. Tom and Ollie on Triple
M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
All right, we have to be quick here because we've only got about a minute to fill in terms of these two songs and 1 minute until our Adelaide callers call.
That's right, Tom.
Because they're half an hour behind and we've asked for people who are in Adelaide right now to give us a call on 133353.
It's a bit of a prize giveaway linked in with the fact of a half an hour delay.
Yeah.
So, Melburnians, it's just you guys in Adelaide. You guys know what's happened. We've announced the prize of a DVD of Port Adelaide winning a premiership. Mm. It's a great DVD. I mean, you'd be stoked to get it.
No, Ollie.
Hopefully they go for Port Adelaide.
We need to go to these songs. We've got two songs here, then we'll come back and give a prize away. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Don't Lose at the Living End, New Rock here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. T-minus 4 minutes until Adelaide start calling for their massive prize
of the Premiership DVD. You know what it is. And of course, Tom, it's that first caller to call up. We'll get it. I mean, they're in the dark right now. They haven't heard any of this yet.
Oh, it's after Hootie Gurus. Come anytime, Adelaide, not far away. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Hootie Gurus. Come anytime. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away, of course. But
could be called Call Anytime, Tom, right now. What an exciting time you've joined us. Oh. We're doing Radio Inception prize giveaway, and here's why.
So Inception.
I found at the bottom of our prize cupboard, the last thing left in that cupboard was this, the DVD of the Port Power Premiership of AFL 2004. And that's all we have left to give away.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that Adelaide would get that prize.
Yeah.
But that's complicated, Tom.
Because they're half an hour behind. We've literally just half an hour ago asked people in Adelaide to call right now. And Ollie, I can see that we...
We haven't got any calls just yet, but we're waiting on whether they come through.
Now, this is what Adelaide is hearing right now, half an hour ago.
A lot of fans of this show, and fans of radio in general, we're going to expose a heap of radio secrets right now. Things that you're not allowed to expose.
So that's half an hour ago, and we've actually asked people in Adelaide to call.
We've just heard, we're getting word now that we've asked half an hour ago to call now in Adelaide.
We have.
See, they've been in the dark. They've just been told to call. They don't know what they're going to get because we didn't reveal the prize. So we're getting Adelaideans calling up fresh and hot, going, "I'm mad came for the prize." I'm hoping they're a Port Power fan because...
Don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say anything, Ollie.
Okay.
Because we have our first calls coming through now, Ollie.
Oh, there they come.
We've got Brendan on 133353. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for calling up half an hour ago, which is right now. Now, is this screwing with your brain a bit, Brendan?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I thought there was little tricks going on with in radio land with that sort of thing.
Couple of tricks with the time delay. Yeah. It's hard to wrangle that time delay with the Eastern Seaboard and you guys having different things going on.
I think it's one of the only places in the world as well that has the half an hour time difference, which is a strange one.
Brendan, you're the first to call up. You're pretty quick. What are you doing tonight?
I'm just heading over to the girlie's house at the moment.
Nice. Oh, okay. Of course, it is 8:10 right now, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Reasonable time to be going to the girlfriend's house.
I mean, 8:40. You wouldn't be going there at 8:40. That'd be weird.
Backwards. Now, Brendan, I'm going to reveal to you what you've won, and I'm really hoping that this is going to tick a box for you. Are you born and bred Adelaide?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Are you a fan of the AFL footy?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, this could go one of two ways. I have in my hot hands the DVD with a number of choices of commentary of that fateful year in 2004, Brendan, when who won the premiership?
Oh, God, really?
Port Power.
Is that the prize?
Yeah.
I can't put a shit. Far out. You either love Port or you hate Port in Adelaide, and I hate Port.
We did figure this out a bit here, Brendan.
It could have gone two ways, Tom.
We knew that this would either go one of two ways.
So, Brendan, do you want it, or should we go to someone else?
I could give it to someone as a Christmas present, I guess.
Yes,
wait. That doesn't sound too keen, Tom. I wouldn't mind hearing if Chelsea or other callers are more passionate about Port Power.
Well, what are we going to give Brendan, though? He's the first person to give us a call, Ollie.
He doesn't want it.
Can we give him a music pack or something?
You can have a water bottle. He'll like that.
Brendan, probably give me a bung of fruit.
We've got a podium finish here. We've got you on top, and we've got Chelsea and Anthony. If either of Chelsea or Anthony are big Port Power fans, I'm inclined to go to them.
All right, so Brendan, stick around. We will definitely give you something for being the first person to call from Adelaide.
From Adelaide.
Half an hour ago,
I mean,
in the past.
Melburnians were calling, you know, half an hour ago, having a great, good time with this whole thing.
Chelsea, good evening.
Hello.
Thank you for calling us in the past or in the present. I cannot work it out.
In the present.
In the present, yes, exactly.
It's present for you, Chelsea. I mean, we feel a bit conflicted, but you were second. But I've got to ask you, are you an AFL fan?
Yes.
How would you feel if I was to offer you, as the silver medal winner of this race, this calling race, the 2004 Premiership DVD of Port Power?
I'm a Crow supporter.
You're an Adelaide Crow supporter. Does anyone in Adelaide go for Port Power?
Friends of them.
All right,
this couldn't have gone any worse, Tom.
All right, how about let's go over to Anthony. Anthony on 133353. Thank you so much for getting involved, mate. Are you?
No worries, buddy.
Are you a Port Power fan?
No.
Oh God.
No one is. No one is. Well, that's gold, silver, and bronze, Tom. There's no point. I mean, we can't. I'm not going to fourth. There's no way.
No, come on. Let's go to Nikki. Nikki, you a Port Adelaide fan?
Oh, my dad is. He loves sport.
Come on, give her the silver spoon, Ollie. Give her the Port Adelaide DVD.
Nikki, do you even want it?
Oh, yeah, Dad would love it. I'll take it for him.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, I will say, you can choose your commentary. I mean, there's the option of Channel 10, 3AW, or Triple M Football. Who are you going to choose, Nikki?
Yeah, come on.
Dad loves Triple M, so we'll choose Triple M.
Yeah. Nice, Nikki.
All right, Nikki, I'm glad we've got you then.
You've got yourself the Port Adelaide DVD.
What an experiment, Tom. It was Inception. It was a real time juggle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was strange. It was interesting.
And Brendan, I'm so sorry that you don't care, but we'll find something for you, Brendan.
certainly. Thank you.
Yeah, right, maybe no Triple M prize pack, like a music pack.
We'll sign a piece of paper or something.
That says go Adelaide.
And it'll be half an hour. It'll be from half an hour ago. Good on you, Brendan. And thank you very much, Adelaide, who are in the present, of course. And you'll be hearing that in half an hour's time.
If you don't get through normally on the phones, I'm very sorry. It's not our fault.
Yeah, sorry about that. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Good on you, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. It was so weird to be going through Radio Inception then, wasn't it?
Oh, I was falling back from my chair.
It was radio and radio and radio and radio.
Yeah, and I woke up and it was real. That was the best part.
The time difference in states is weird.
It doesn't matter. You saw me. I couldn't work it out.
Nah.
I couldn't. It's hard to grapple with.
Because it is still now.
Still, yeah, it's probably a radio thing, to be honest.
Nah, it's any time you go traveling, time difference is weird. Because you're like, nah, it was yesterday, but it's still right now.
Yeah, like everywhere. In America, we've got a sexy book we're searching for from Amazon. And a lady in America, Ashley, it's morning right now over there. It's crazy.
But
it's
yesterday. 7 a.m.
Yesterday. Anyway, it's also very basic stuff. So let's just move on, Tom. Let's not get too carried away.
Thanks, guys.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
133353.
Have Tom and Ollie on Triple M?
Yeah, you have. Cool. Have you paid too much for something? Have you either knowingly or unknowingly paid too much for something? I mean, there's two ways of going about this. Either you've gone deliberately, yep, I'm going to pay a lot of money for it. I don't care. I know it's too much.
Like a bespoke sleeping bag.
Like a bespoke sleeping bag, Tom, which I mentioned to you with Belgian velvet.
By the way, call now 133353.
That was $1,600 for a Belgian velvet sleeping bag that I met a guy who made just four of them because no one would buy them. But here's why I ask this. Our good mate has, Big John, has gone and bought
the Palmer King.
Outrageous. And, you know, Big John isn't a spendthrift guy. He's happy to wear old clothes. He's happy to get around. You know, he's not flashy. He's not a flashy bloke.
He's my ex-housemate. He splashes some cash, Ollie.
But this is the
behind
weird...
Behind the scenes.
Well, here's the weird one.
He's a hidden cash splasher.
Kettles.
Oh, no.
How much do you think is appropriate for a kettle?
Oh, no.
Because...
He's gone and bought one of the good ones that you can program and have keep warm and stuff.
I don't even know if it can do... I don't think he's bought a smart one. He's just for a baseline. Okay. Kmart has kettles for 15, 20 bucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's their low end.
You can get a kettle for cheap.
Yeah, 15, 20 bucks.
Your Russell Hobbs, your Whispers from Russell Hobbs, you're going up. You're going to 40 bucks for a Russell Hobbs Whisper.
Yeah, Russell Hobbs are very nice, aren't they? They're a luxury. There's like a Rolls Royce. No, not a... They're like a VW of a kettle.
Yeah, yeah. What's he got?
He hasn't spent...
What's his model?
You Kmart. I think he went Smeg. You know, Smeg is quite nice.
Mate.
It's that bubble shape. It's that 1960s almost.
My ma look. Likes Smeg.
Your ma?
Yeah.
Your ma?
Yeah, likes.
Why'd you say your ma? Oh. What, are you American?
No, don't worry. It's gone over your head then. That's fine.
You mean mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but there's a gag in there. Try and work it out.
Smeg.
Yeah, and my ma likes Smeg.
I don't get it. Okay, but he spent, anyway.
You're so slow.
Oh, mate, don't tell me I'm slow. You don't get half
He's
the
jokes. He's bought a Smeg kettle. I'll explain to you in the song. He's bought a Smeg
Just
kettle.
Just say it now.
Nah.
Are you doing smegma jokes? yeah, okay. He spent $190 on a kettle.
A what?
Jono, Big John, $190.
Where did he get this guy on the phone?
Yeah.
Where did he get this guy on the
phone? Or anyone. 133353. Have you paid too much for something? What did you splash your cash on? And it's just, you look back and you go, yeah, look, that was dumb. Yeah. That was a lot of money.
I bought a car. That was probably pretty stupid.
Yeah, that was dumb.
It was brand new.
32 grand.
33.
Already dinged it.
yeah.
Already lost 10K of value because you dinged it.
I did scratch it. 133353. Come on.
I can't believe you do smeg jokes. That's just, we're better than that, man.
I didn't. You explained.
I'm better than that.
You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Love that ad, Tom.
Our House Madness, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, Naughty After Nine, Not Far Away, with this amazing role-playing experience that money can buy that I found on the internet. I've got details of that very soon. 133353.
Well, it links in with that, Tom. You're saying that's an expensive experience you can buy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this question I've asked here, have you paid too much for something? I'm not sure what you're actually talking about there with that naughty stuff, but we'll get to that. My friend did pay too much, our friend.
Big John.
Big John paid $190 for a kettle. He's younger than us. He's like 26. He can't afford to be throwing that much money at a kettle.
He's a freelancer, though. Jeez.
Freelancers, he's making a bit of cash. Yeah, good on him. Spend it how you want. I think
flip flopped.
Yeah, flip flopped.
We tried to get him on the phone, but he's obviously scared.
He's embarrassed.
Yeah.
I think his girlfriend made him buy it, to be honest. I think she likes the homewares.
Oh, well.
You know, we know, John, he's not the kind of guy who's rushing out to buy a nice kettle.
Yeah, I know. Nah, you know what, though? He would get one of the ones, which my friend Rennie has, and it's like, it's got presets for different types of drinks. So you've got your oolong at 80 degrees.
This is the kind of thing you love, which is just overcomplicated technology.
Well, I will brew you two cups of coffee with my AeroPress at home and my freshly ground beans. And I'll give you one that's brewed at 90 degrees and one that's brewed at 100 degrees.
I can't wait.
And you can tell the
DJ on 13353, what have you paid way too much for?
Replica Hatari Honzo swords for my old man's birthday.
Oh, MG.
Okay.
Hatari Honzo is fictional, yeah?
Yeah, from Kill Bill.
From Kill Bill, yeah.
Oh, that's what they are.
Yeah.
How much you pay?
$250.
$250.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
I mean, for one sword?
Yeah.
Was it a good gift that your dad liked?
I haven't given it to him yet.
Oh.
I don't mind that purchase, DJ. I reckon you've been ripped off.
You can get a kettle or that for a similar price, so I think you've done better. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.